Windsurf is the best-priced agentic IDE in 2026. $15 month pro versus Cursor's $20, a proprietary SWE 1.5 model running at 950 tokens per second, and a free tier with unlimited tab autocomplete that genuinely beats GitHub Copilot individual. The Cascade Flow agent handles multi-file refactors that autocomplete tools simply cannot execute. The honest catch: Google took the founders and Cognition acquired the rest. You are betting on the product surviving its post-acquisition transition intact. The standard 2026 Windsurf review covers features, benchmarks, and pricing. This one does that and then addresses the question those reviews avoid. What does Cognition actually bring to a product built by a team that is now at Google? The acquisition timeline you need to know. Codeium was founded in 2021 by MIT classmates Varun Mohan and Douglas Chen. It built a reputation as the best free autocomplete plugin, available across 40-plus IDEs including Vim, JetBrains, and Emacs when GitHub Copilot was VS Code only. In April 2025, the company rebranded to Windsurf, pivoting from plugin to full agentic IDE. Then the M&A saga began. In May 2025, OpenAI agreed to acquire Windsurf for $3 billion. The deal collapsed in July when Microsoft, which has contractual IP rights over OpenAI acquisitions, insisted those rights extend to Windsurf's technology. OpenAI refused, viewing Windsurf's innovations as a competitive asset against Microsoft's own GitHub Copilot. Exclusivity expired, and within days, Google executed a $2.4 billion licensing deal and hired Mohan, Chen, and approximately 40 senior engineers directly into Google DeepMind. 3 days after the Google announcement, Cognition, known for the Devon Autonomous Agent, acquired Windsurf's remaining assets. The product, IP, brand, 210 employees, and $82 million in annual recurring revenue. The transaction closed in late March 2026. What does this mean in practice? The product you download today is Cognition's stewardship of a Codeium-built tool, powered by Cognition's proprietary SWE 1.5 model, with the founding team at a competitor. It is worth reading the rest of this review with that context loaded. What Windsurf actually does well. One. SWE 1.5. Proprietary speed at frontier quality, the most concrete Cognition contribution to the post-acquisition Windsurf, is SWE 1.5, released in October 2025. It runs at 950 tokens per second, 13 times faster than Claude Sonnet 4.5, while benchmarking at near-frontier coding quality on SWE Bench, outperforming GPT-5 high in Cognition's published results. For Cascade tasks, this matters viscerally. The agent completes a typical multi-file refactor in 30-45 seconds rather than the 3-5 minutes that Claude Sonnet 4.6 requires in comparable tools. Speed changes the interaction model. When you stop watching a progress bar and start iterating in real time, the workflow shifts from delegation back to dialogue. To Cascade, genuinely agentic, not glorified autocomplete GitHub Copilot predicts the next tokens as you type. Cursor's tab completion fills in the middle of a function. Cascade is a different category. Describe a task in natural language, and the agent opens relevant files, traces call chains across your codebase, makes coordinated edits, runs terminal commands, and returns a reviewable diff. Cascade hooks extend this further. You can instruct the agent to run your test suite before applying changes, or enforce a linting pass on every file it touches. This is the capability that makes Windsurf's agentic pitch credible rather than marketing language. See also our 7 CLI agent comparison for how Cascade positions relative to Klein, Ader, and Codex CLI on the autonomy spectrum. 3. Codemaps. Nobody else has this. Codemaps renders an interactive graph of your codebase's file and module relationships. You can visually navigate import chains, spot dependency cycles, and identify the blast radius of a proposed change before a single line is written. It is a unique feature. Cursor, Klein, GitHub Copilot, and Ader have no direct equivalent. In practice, the value is highest for two scenarios: onboarding to an unfamiliar repo, where the graph compresses hours of grep sessions into a navigable map, and planning large refactors, where understanding cross-module coupling is the actual hard part. For price and free tier. Best value in the agentic IDE market, Windsurf Free gives you unlimited tab autocomplete and 25 monthly Cascade prompt credits for premium model access. That is more generous than GitHub Copilot Individual, $10 a month, capped completions, and costs nothing. Windsurf Pro at $15 a month is $5 cheaper than Cursor Pro per seat per month, $60 a year, or $600 a year at 10 seats. For bootstrap teams and solo developers, the economics are clear. For enterprise teams already on Cursor, the switching cost calculus is different and covered below. 5. Multi-IDE reach via 40-plus plugins. The Windsurf IDE is a Vs code fork, but the legacy Codeium plugin portfolio covers Vim, NeoVim, JetBrains, Emacs, Eclipse, Sublime Text, and more. Teams with mixed editor environments can standardize on Windsurf's autocomplete layer without forcing everyone into the Windsurf IDE. The agentic Cascade capabilities are IDE only today, but for teams whose JetBrains developers just want better autocomplete than what they have, the Codeium plugin remains a strong option, where Windsurf breaks ownership instability that most reviews skip. The founders who built Cascade, the culture, and the growth flywheel are at Google. Cognition's primary public track record is Devin, a tool that impressed on benchmarks and generated mixed feedback from production engineering teams who found its autonomous loop harder to control than advertised. Whether Cognition can sustain Windsurf's developer trust is an open question. For enterprise buyers, the practical risk is in multi-year contracts. Verify data portability clauses and termination conditions before signing. Context ceiling on large monorepos. SWE 1.5 is fast but not infinite. On code bases above roughly 100,000 lines of active context or large monorepos with dense cross-package dependencies, Cascade frequently drops file context and generates import paths that do not exist. The workaround is to explicitly cite the files you want Cascade to work with in your prompt, but this reduces the just describe the task promise to a more manual workflow. Hallucinated imports on unfamiliar frameworks. Cascade is excellent on TypeScript, React, Python Fast API, Go, and Rust. The stack's well represented in its training data. On niche frameworks, Elixir Phoenix, Gleam, Legacy Angular, Zig, it generates plausible-looking imports that fail at compile time. Unlike Cline, which shows you every tool call before executing, Cascade applies changes and then surfaces the diff, so confabulated imports sometimes land in your working tree before you catch them. JetBrains as a second-class experience. The Windsurf IDE is Vs code-based. JetBrains users get the legacy Codeium plugin, tab autocomplete, not Cascade. If your team cannot move off IntelliJ or PyCharm, the core value proposition does not transfer. See our AI Coding Agents Production Buyer's Guide for a full IDE compatibility matrix across the major tools. No BYOK or model flexibility. Windsurf locks you to SWE 1.5 and a curated model menu, Claude, GPT-4o, Gemini on Pro, and Enterprise tiers. You cannot swap in DeepSeek, run local Llama inference, or bring your own fine-tune. For teams with existing cloud model contracts, AWS Bedrock, Azure OpenAI, GCP Vertex, or compliance requirements around where inference runs, this is a blocker that Cline and Ader do not share. Setup walkthrough 1. Download Windsurf from windsurf.com for macOS, Windows, or Linux. The installer ships as a standalone IDE, no prior Vs code installation required. 2. Run the installer and launch Windsurf. It opens as a full IDE with your existing Vs code extensions, importable via settings right arrow import extensions. 3. Sign up or sign in using Google OAuth or email. Free account creation requires no payment method. 4. Open your project via file right arrow open folder. Windsurf indexes the project for tab autocomplete and code maps on first open, 30-120 seconds, depending on code base size. 5. Open code maps via the graph icon in the sidebar. Navigate the module graph to orient yourself before you write any prompts. 6. Open the Cascade panel with CMD plus L macOS or Control plus L Windows Linux. This is the primary agent interface. Think of it as a chat pane that has full access to your codebase. 7. Configure your model in Cascade settings. Default is SWE 1.5, fastest. Pro users can switch to Claude Sonnet 4.6 for tasks where creative reasoning matters more than speed. 8. Create a WinSurf rules file in your project root. Write your team's conventions here, coding standards, off-limits directories, test requirements. Cascade reads this on every session start. Example, always add a unit test for any new function. Never modify files in src/generated/. Use named exports only. 9. Run your first Cascade task. Try a scoped, verifiable request. Add input validation to the post user's endpoint in src/route/users, TS, and add a test covering the invalid email case. Cascade will show a diff before applying anything. 10. Review and approve changes in the diff view. Accept individual files or the whole change set. If Cascade misread the task, use the follow-up prompt to correct it. Context is preserved within the session. Real-world workflow examples: multi-file TypeScript migration. A team maintaining a node. JS API with 40 root handlers needed to add structured logging via Pinot to every handler, replacing ad hoc console.log calls. The Cascade prompt. Replace all console log and console error calls in src/routes/ with the Pinot logger imported from src/lib/logger. TS. Preserve the existing log message strings. Cascade opened each root file, identified the pattern, replaced the calls, updated imports, and returned a unified diff covering 41 files in under a minute. Debugging from a production stack trace. A next JS application threw a cannot read properties of undefined reading userid error in production. Pasting the stack trace into Cascade with the prompt find where session userid could be undefined and add a guard that returns 401 instead of crashing. Had Cascade trace through the auth middleware chain, identify the edge case where OAuth callback sessions were not fully hydrated, patch the check, and draft a regression test without being told which files to look at. Scaffolding an API endpoint to pattern. Prompt, add a get/api/report/, the endpoint following the pattern in src/route/users, TS, with JWT auth middleware, ZOD validation of the id param as a UUID, a Prisma query to the report model, and an integration test in tests roots. Cascade read the reference file, created the endpoint, wired the router in index, TS, and wrote the test. Build passed on first attempt. WinSurf versus Cursor Composer 2. The real comparison, Cursor Composer 2 is the default recommendation in our Cursor 3.2 versus Claude Code workflow breakdown, and for good reason, it is the most mature agentic IDE experience available. WinSurf is the most serious challenger. Here is the honest split. Price. WinSurf Pro at $15 month is 25% cheaper than Cursor Pro at $20. At 20 seats, that is $1,200 a year, a real budget line item. For individual developers, the WinSurf free tier's unlimited tab autocomplete means the cost comparison starts from zero versus Cursor's more restrictive free tier. Speed. SWE 1.5 at 950 tokens second is faster than Cursor's Claude or GPT-4o backends for Composer tasks. In practice, this means Cascade's diffs appear in 30-45 seconds versus Cursor, Composer's typical 90-180 seconds on a comparable multi-file task. If you spend several hours a day in agent loops, the wall clock difference compounds. Autocomplete quality. This is where Cursor still leads. Cursor tab is widely regarded as the best fill-in-the-middle autocomplete in the market. The model is fine-tuned specifically for the task, context awareness is deep, and it handles multi-line completions with fewer hallucinations than WinSurf tab. If autocomplete is your primary workflow and agentic tasks are secondary, Cursor wins this comparison. Unique capabilities. WinSurf has code maps, Cursor has background agent, long-running async tasks you can leave running while you do other work. These are different value propositions. Codemaps is immediately useful for understanding. Background agent is useful for tasks that take tens of minutes. Stability. Cursor is an independent company with a single product line and stable founding team. WinSurf is a recently acquired product. For enterprise buyers, that is a meaningful difference in counterparty risk. The verdict for most teams, individual developers and small teams who are not locked into Cursor's ecosystem should try WinSurf. The price advantage is real, and SWE 1.5 speed is genuinely better. Teams already invested in Cursor's plugin ecosystem, slash commands, and Rule's infrastructure will not recoup the switching cost. For a full analysis of where Gemini-powered tools fit into this picture, see our Gemini Intelligence and Agent Browsing Stack Overview. When not to use Windsurf, your team is primarily on JetBrains. The Windsurf IDE is a V's code fork. JetBrains users get tab autocomplete via the legacy Codeium plugin, not Cascade. If IntelliJ, PyCharm, or Goland is non-negotiable, Klein's JetBrains plugin delivers a more capable agentic experience than the Codeium plugin does today. You need BYOK or AIR gapped inference. Windsurf's inference is cloud-only and locked to its model menu. If your compliance requirements mandate that code never leaves your infrastructure, or you have an existing AWS Bedrock or Azure OpenAI contract you need to leverage, Klein or Aider are the right tools. You are signing multi-year enterprise contracts. The acquisition timeline, 3 effective ownership changes in under 2 years, is a legitimate risk for long-term contractual commitments. Wait for Cognition to demonstrate at least 18 months of stable stewardship before committing multi-year deals. Until then, treat Windsurf as an excellent individual or team tool with standard month-to-month terms. Your codebase is a large monorepo. Above approximately 100,000 lines of active context, Cascade's context ceiling causes enough confabulated imports and missed cross-package dependencies to offset its speed advantage. Aider's streaming diff model and explicit file scoping give you more control over exactly what context the agent sees at each step. You value open source tooling. Windsurf is proprietary. Klein Apache 2 and Aider Apache 2 are fully open source with community auditable tool calls. If auditability and open licensing matter to your organization, neither Windsurf nor Cursor satisfies that requirement. Frequently asked questions: is Windsurf still Codeium? What happened to the rebrand? Codeium Inc. rebranded to Windsurf in April 2025 to signal the shift from autocomplete plugin to full agentic IDE. The Codeium Tab autocomplete product continues inside the Windsurf editor. The original founders left for Google DeepMind in mid-2025 as part of a $2.4 billion licensing deal. Cognition acquired the remaining assets in late March 2026. The name Windsurf continues. The company behind it has changed. What is Cascade, and how is it different from GitHub Copilot Autocomplete? GitHub Copilot is a fill-in-the-middle autocomplete tool. It predicts the next tokens as you type. Cascade is a full agentic flow. You describe a task in natural language, and Cascade opens relevant files across your codebase, traces call chains, makes coordinated edits, runs terminal commands, and proposes a diff for review. It runs on SWE 1.5, 950 tokens second, by default. The difference is intent-level reasoning versus line-level prediction. How does Windsurf pricing compare to Cursor in 2026? Windsurf Pro is $15 a month. Cursor Pro is $20 a month. Windsurf's free tier includes unlimited tab autocomplete plus 25 monthly Cascade prompt credits. Cursor's free tier caps completions. For individuals or small teams, Windsurf is $60 a year cheaper per seat, $600 a year at 10 seats. Does Windsurf work in JetBrains IDEs? Partially. The Windsurf IDE is a V's code fork. JetBrains users use the legacy Codeium plugin, which delivers tab autocomplete, but not Cascade's agentic capabilities. If JetBrains is non-negotiable, Klein has a more capable JetBrains agentic plugin today. Is it safe to adopt Windsurf after the Cognition acquisition? Safe for individual use and short horizon projects, with caveats for long-term enterprise contracts. Cognition has $82 MARR to work with, and SWE 1.5 is a genuine technical asset. The risk is strategic. The founding team is at Google, and Cognition's primary track record is Devon, strong benchmarks, mixed production results. Multi-year enterprise contracts should include data portability and termination clauses. This review is part of the AI Coding Agents Production Buyers Guide series. Also in the series, Cursor Composer 2 versus Claude Code Workflow Deep Dive, 7 CLI Agent Comparison, and Gemini Intelligence and Agent Browsing Stack.